Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck, and I am the host of the show. My guest this evening is Erin Mangal, co-creator of Lovolution. That's www.love-olution.com, along with his partner, Justin Carbonneau. We will discuss love this evening, and show flow will rule, which I believe Erin coined that term the last time he was on the show, more than a year ago. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. Joining me now is Erin. Hello, Erin. Hello? Oh, is that you, Sid?
I'm on here.
Hi.
Hi. I'm not Erin.
I know. Well, he's not here yet, so Erin should be joining us soon. He has this great site on the internet. You probably just heard me say that. www.love-olution.com. And that's a very cool site. It's all about love, and everybody, there's a huge amount of people writing on it. And he actually syndicates my prayers there. www.praytoheal.com. But
that's like a good match.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm not sure where he is, and we could chat for a while, and maybe even go about doing something else if we need to.
Okay. How many people are on so far? Do you know? Can you tell?
Nobody is here right now.
Okay.
we have a chat room where nobody is there yet.
Right, right.
And people could be listening from home.
Uh-huh.
You know, that kind of thing. And then I can tell whether they are or not based on statistics on the site, you know, later on.
Oh,
yeah.
Then
yes. you can tell how many people have downloaded it or listened from home later on too.
That's neat. That's very cool.
It is. So you're still at school, or are you at home, or what's going on?
I'm at home grading papers.
Ah.
Yeah.
There's a thunderstorm.
No, it's just really, really windy these days and raining really hard. And I thought about going somewhere, but the trees blow down and things blow across the roads, and some of the roads get completely stopped by trees blowing over them. And the other day we were driving and things were blowing out of the trees and onto our car.
And oh my gosh.
I think the wind is probably up to about 40 miles per hour. Not this minute, but just a little bit ago it was, and that's what it was supposed to be. I mean, it was, you know, they said it would blow that hard, and I think it has been. So I thought, well, I'll just keep grading.
Yeah. Great, so. Grade like there's no tomorrow.
Well, right, exactly, and get it done.
Get it done, right.
That's the idea. So that'll be fun to get it done because I'll be very relieved.
Yes.
So,
well, we certainly have Japan in our thoughts these days, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah. It's overwhelming. And I'm also interested in the axis, the Earth axis changing, because I was told that that's what the Mayans were predicting, or that's some of the people were predicting that about the Mayans' prediction of the end of time, or however they said it at the time.
Yes.
So I just think it's interesting that that could be happening with such a dramatic and drastic earthquake.
Something like 8 degrees, or maybe, I'm not sure, 8 something.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not sure, you know, I don't know the statistics on that completely. I just, from hearsay. But I know yesterday everything just seemed a little off kilter. Nothing quite went the way it was supposed to, but it didn't completely stop.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the day before, it completely stopped. The trees blew down over the road. It was all you could do to get to where you're going. And electricity went out, and so we just went to the movies.
Oh, my gosh.
Instead of grading, we just went to the movies. I thought, whoa, what liberation, you know, the electricity's out. And I thought, I wonder if my students will be upset because I didn't grade their papers. And I got there, and the ones who whose papers I didn't grade didn't even show up because they were already finished, they assumed. And the one who didn't show up, who was supposed to show up, had to go to the hospital with her grandfather. I don't know what to do with her. So, you know, it was just like one of those days. Nothing quite happened the way it was supposed to. But yet,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't a complete blowout.
Yeah.
So, but the schools were slow starting because they didn't have electricity in some areas. And
yeah.
So anyway, everything was just, you know, taken over in a little bit by storms and weather.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention, you know, what was going on in Japan. Talk about, you know, things stopping because of weather. So we had
Amy
a little
wrote,
bit of that experience, but not exactly, you know, as dramatic in any way.
Yeah, Amy, you know, Amy Flynn wrote, has a newsletter called Energy Currents, and
uh-huh.
she sent this thing out that I think you'd find interesting. She said, it's time for us to collectively breathe. Our world has changed in a flash. It's not just Japan's world that has been changed. It's all of our world. Japan was willing to step forward and be the catalyst for this change. The earth needed to release energies of the old earth energies held throughout her history that she has long held for us all.
Uh-huh.
The earth heard Japan's willingness, and all was set in motion. As a result, our physical planet is shifted. A new axis. A newly located Japan, because it is true that Japan now, I don't know if you heard this, Sid, or not, but Japan is now longer than it used to be.
Oh.
So a newly located Japan and a measurably quickened rotation on that axis. A big hit for the world's third largest economic market, with the earliest opening each day, the Nikkei exchange, and the source of many of our technologically advanced goods, and so many wonderful cars that populate our roads. We all bleed as Japan bleeds. We are one. It is time to breathe and inhale love and release our fears. It is time to see the cause for rejoicing in the pain. It is time to know that all is beautifully managed and divinely guided, and all is for the highest good. I have written the true news for you below. There is the news, and then there is the true news. The true news always sees love expressing. So, together we breathe and hold each other's energy, hands, and together we be love in the wake of all we perceive in our lives and the world. Together we beam rays of light and love to where it is needed most. Are you ready? Let's beam.
Right,
she has a whole bunch of stuff here. But I think that, you know, the whole thing that she was on the show a week or so ago.
I listened to that, uh-huh.
That was so interesting because everybody thinks that the Mayan calendar is ending next year, and everybody's all been out of shape about that, but apparently it's happening right now, and that makes sense because of what is really happening right now with all the uprisings and now this, and everybody has, and you know, always people talk about the shift, and the shift is happening
mm-hmm.
on a massive level with all this going on, and it's so important to see that the fact is we don't know what's going to happen with all the uprising in Wisconsin. The fact is that there are uprisings all over this country right now, which aren't really being reported in the mainstream press.
Right, right. Well, there was a demonstration here in Eugene on Friday, And so that seems to be a little bit ongoing. I keep getting emails about this meeting and that meeting and you know, events kind of welling up.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Of course, I can't be running off to all these events because I've got to grade papers. But anyway, energycurrents.org, is it, or .com, or what?
You'd have to sign up to her list, and then she would send it to you. And I'll find out. Actually, it would be www.allaboutenergy.com.
Okay.
And I think her sign-up form would be there.
Okay. Allaboutenergy.com. Okay.
Yeah, but there's a dash between all about and energy, the word energy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm writing it down.
So
is Lovelution spelled LOVE-ELUTION or ALUTION?
It's LOVE-ELUTION.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And,
okay, good. Well, I'm writing down these little websites. I've got a few things to check out once I you can.
I know. Thinking about all these demonstrations, I'd like to join in on them myself. A lot of them are held on the weekends. And
I know. Yes, of course, when people are supposed to be, you know, have more free time. So often Saturdays and Sundays and Friday night and so on, you know.
When all the Wisconsin stuff is happening.
Yes.
Now, did you hear how Wendell Potter came to Lancaster last Thursday?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
He came. Now, I just got word before the show that he's coming back on the 20th of April, and on that occasion, he will do some book signings maybe at Barnes & Noble and do some meet and greets with people who are interested and also meet with the F&M students, I believe.
Oh, neat. And
yeah.
What has he – he's written books. I don't know who he is.
Well, he's the so-called whistleblower, which he doesn't like to call himself a whistleblower. He likes to call himself a truth teller. I can understand why nobody really wants to be called a whistleblower because of the bad press that Julian Assange has gotten. And, you know, they
want to
do terrible things to those people. But he had worked as a PR – public relations executive for Cigna, and he originally had worked for Humana, which at the time was not, in the beginning was not a health insurance company. It owned hospitals, so he was a public relations person for that, and then they became a health insurance company because that makes more money, and then he became a PR person for Cigna, and he tells the story. It's a really great book he just wrote that is giving him wider recognition. Because he was on all the talk shows around the time of the healthcare reform controversy, and when everybody was talking single payer and everything, he was talking about Cigna's, well, you might say, bad PR for Cigna. And but then he wrote this book called Deadly Spin, which he really, and last Thursday night, you could tell he knows the inside out of the insurance industry. He knows how they think. Yeah, you know, he knows how they think, and he knows how they try to please Wall Street far as their first priority over any one of us.
Right, right. So they're all about the corporations.
It's a big corporate takeover. Yeah.
Yeah, insurance.
Healthcare. There's been a real corporate takeover of medicine, but then again, there's been a big corporate takeover of just about everything here in this country.
Right, right.
So
the pharmaceuticals and the insurance companies and all of that, they stand to gain and lose a lot.
Yeah, you know, oil and the press and so forth.
Right, right.
But anyway, he was raised in rural Tennessee. Apparently he had spent some time in his really early years here in Lancaster, of all things. But then he was raised for the rest of the time. His family was back in rural Tennessee, most of the family. So that's where he was raised. And one time he decided to go back to Tennessee to visit his family. And down the road about 50 miles, there was a healthcare. They had set up a rural healthcare hospital for a day or two to take care of people who didn't have insurance. And he heard of them. You know, I think Keith Oberman was really big on talking about that when he had his show, and he had put a lot of money into helping people get some health care. And the thing is that people who go to those things are not just looking for a blood check, pressure check or anything. It's serious health problems because they haven't had any health care at all.
I know.
Yeah, so he gets there and he sees that hundreds of people are in the parking lot. It's like a fairground. And he goes in there. People are lined up to be seen in animal stalls that have been cleaned out. And he says, cleaned out to the best of their ability is what he said. Can you imagine?
Say it again. What's cleaned out to the best of their ability?
Animal stalls is where these people were being seen.
Oh, ooh.
Oh, so he calls it his road to Damascus,
uh-huh.
where he had a real eye-opening thing. Now, it didn't happen like where he went right back to the corporate office and quit. So what happened was is that the next thing that happened to him was he was flying in a jet airplane with an executive at Cigna. It cost like $5,000 to even lift that jet off the ground. And I forget, it's like $5,000 a minute or some obscenely expensive thing to fly one of those jets. And he said that, that all of a sudden they were served some food. I think he had just taken all this for granted, but after seeing how those people were suffering, then he was served food on gold-plated plates and gold-plated silverware and so forth. And then he just decided, my God, this is, I'm getting, these people are being withheld health care so I can fly on this jet, is what he realized.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing that happened was the Nadalyn Sarkisian case, which was a very high-profile case. A 17-year-old girl had leukemia, and she the only thing that could have saved her life was a liver transplant.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that it was covered. They went to the hospital to get her a liver transplant, and they were told that Cigna refused to do it. So they had to, Sarkisians have a large Armenian, following and very close-knit community in Los Angeles, I think, and they had big demonstrations for Nadalyn's liver.
Mm-hmm.
And so Cigna had to grant it because they were getting some bad press, and Wendell was in the middle of that. And also, if you remember when, I'm trying to think, Jim, it's not, you know, Edwards and his wife.
Yes.
The guy who's running that situation. But when he was running for president, there was a tremendous, he was behind that case and gave it even a higher profile.
Uh-huh.
But she died.
Elizabeth, yeah.
Nadalyn Sarkisian died about a week or so after Cigna said that they would give her a liver. So he sucked when he walked out. He said, this is it. I can't handle this anymore.
Uh-huh.
And he basically has been going around the country and telling people that the health insurance, that Obama's, he's very gentle with Obama. You know, he doesn't want to rock the boat there. He really respects our president. But on the other hand, that the thing about the health care bill is that it does completely feed into the health insurance companies. The health insurance companies got exactly what they want, and last year they made more money than they ever did before. So he is for single payer, and I think that when President Obama recently said that the states might have rights to do their own health care, he may hopefully have been giving us the green light to get health single payer in each state if we wish, I think. That's what we're hoping.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is something to push for, and voices heard that's, important. But at the same time, even when that happens, it's going to be just as dense.
We have to be careful with all the different
insurance companies and everything, because I know Medicare, while it's kind of this a little bit like single payer or health care and all that, It has it has all of this stuff going on too. It's very complicated.
And then you have the Republicans who want to take it all away anyway.
Yeah.
Now, at the end of this presentation, this was the most incredible thing. We noticed that a woman was there with her husband who was in a wheelchair, and I saw that he was on a ventilator. So I knew that they had a story. So at the end of it all, she tried very hard to, you know, get herself together. You knew it was really hard for her to tell her story because it was hard for her to keep it together. But apparently her husband has Lou Gehrig's disease, which at this time there is no cure for it.
Right.
But in the next 3 or 4 years, there should be a cure for it based on stem cell research is wildly trying to get a cure for Lou Gehrig's. And so the insurance company basically said that the only hope for her husband at this point, that the only thing they will pay for is for him to go into a nursing home, which she just can't see herself to do.
Hold on a minute, okay?
Yeah,
hi,
yeah.
I'm on the other line with Kate, who's on her show, her blog radio show. Yeah, can I call you back? What's that? I can't hear you very well on my cell phone. Okay, all right. Okay, bye.
Hi, Kate.
She came back from her honeymoon recently.
Yes. Yes, anyway,
that's
she was
exciting.
Calling on this line, and I didn't pick up because we were talking, you know, and you were talking. I didn't want to stop you. And so then she called on my cell phone.
Right.
Yeah, they had a wonderful honeymoon. Everything's going really well. And,
I know. It's so fun.
Yeah. And Greg has gone off today to Olympia, where he's beginning his academy up there, and it looks a lot more hopeful than what he's experienced in the past, extremely more hopeful.
Yeah.
So
wonderful.
We're very pleased by that. It's good news.
It is good news. Yay,
yes.
Greg! Yes.
Yeah, he's doing real well, and they're happy, and the honeymoon was fine, and they had a good time, and things are picking up. And
yeah.
It looks, you know, definitely the universe took over and shuttled them into a better situation.
So, with all those wonderful prayers, I think that helps.
Yes, it sure does. And it helped them, too, to hang in there. So that's everything's going much better.
Good.
Yeah, so that's good. So, anyway, he'll be... Josh was a first responder down in California for the tsunami coming in.
Yeah.
And that was a very big deal, and so when I called Kirsten early in the morning to see if she knew about the earthquake, she did, because they were alerted about, you know, middle of the night to go help start evacuating people. So, I mean, that while you read the thing that Kate, is that her name? The other woman wrote?
Amy Flynn, yeah.
Amy Flynn. I mean, this is not at a distance for us. This is right.
No.
It's right here, because as soon as the earthquake hit and the tsunami started, I mean, it took out the docks in Brookings and
Crescent City
and other places,
yeah.
You know, that we, you know, go to and have been to, and boats were just completely, you know, taken out to sea, and so.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Well,
you
not
know,
only that. Yeah, it's like. People seem to think that the nuclear catastrophe is contained in Japan, and also all the earthquake activities goes all through the whole entire globe, you know?
Yeah, well, we're on the Pacific Rim, and we have earthquakes fairly frequently. Now, when I say fairly frequently, for our community, it's like maybe once every few years, but where Kirsten lives, it's more often than that. And,
yeah.
I mean, it happens, you know, it happens. That's just how I can say it.
And so, apparently there's a power plant on one of the fault lines in Los Angeles that is very much like the one in Japan. Maybe not as good.
But Japan doesn't have very many natural resources, whereas we have lots of natural resources, and we do not have the population that is there. So
yes,
it's a little less dangerous for now. But at the same time, the cities are the cities, you know, and things can, if they go, you know, if it hits the city, everything goes asunder, and, you know, but out in the country, it can be a little less obvious. So, you know, we have a lot of country here. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Exactly.
A lot of mountains, a lot of land, you know, that isn't populated. And our population is not nearly anything like Tokyo.
No.
Yeah, and we have plenty of water and we have plenty of food.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not the same to Japan's a very different kind of place that way.
Yes. Well, we lived through the Three Mile Island catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, you know, that was rated up there as one of the worst.
Yes, it was. Yeah, with Chernobyl, and they keep talking about Three Mile Island and Chernobyl in one breath. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me just finish the story about the woman with her husband.
Okay.
So she came to the event to tell us the story and was asking for help. She was asking for help because she wasn't willing to put her husband in a nursing home. And it was really sad. I mean, we were just all very sad about it. And she's about to start a web page to, you know, alert people to his situation. And she's asking for help. So we're hoping to hear from her soon because we haven't heard from her. And we can try to help her as much as we can. So those stories, though, are not, unfortunately, rare.
I know. Yeah. And so she came and told her story at the meeting, and that's good that she did that because more and more people would know then.
Yes.
Directly from her.
Right.
Yeah, so.
So I'm glad to hear, getting back to, you know, the situation with the tsunami, and it would seem to me that there would be earthquakes in your area of the country kind of as a reverberation.
Well, we haven't had any since then, but we have had them.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm glad
we'll
that you haven't. That's terrific.
Right, yeah.
So far, so good. Yeah, once again, there's a lot of prayers going into the situation, and I think lots of angelic help, and the unseen forces are helping to guide this situation as well as it can. And I just wish that, I believe that I would, as far as protesting goes, I have always been against nuclear power. And
I
this
know.
Just highlights,
mm-hmm.
and having lived through the Three Mile Island accident, and then also seeing the NRC exactly for what they are, you know, they just lie about everything.
Right.
But apparently that's going on in Japan too.
I know.
So I just think that we should put an end to nuclear power for once and for all and get off the grid, meaning solar power, wind power. And that's what really getting off the grid means.
Mm-hmm.
We must do that. We have to do that.
Right. I know. We've talked about it a lot. But, you know, since we have lived off the grid since we have that experience, it's not that radical of a thought for us, since we spent four or 5 years off the grid, so we know it can be done, and we know it. You know, I remember going to town, and everybody was so upset because the electricity was out, and it is.
Yeah, really,
so,
exactly.
So, but it's quite a bit to do that here. It'd be solar power, and you know, just get kind of a lot of changes. So I know that there are people in my area who are off the grid just with solar panels. And so it's, you know, it's not impossible or even unheard of. But at the same time, it would take, you know, some real investment and changes. I know some websites. I know some ideas for doing it. And but we haven't made that move yet.
I would like to.
Yes, I know. You look around and there's water, there's wind power. There's lots of ways to tap into it. But then it means, you know, buying this and buying that and changing this and changing that. But when you do it, you can also sell energy back.
Ah,
you can have a little bit of the grid to sell the energy back, to be hooked up so you can, you know, you can get the solar power, you can get, you know, off the grid, and you can get your energy from other sources. And then when you do that, then you can sell it back to the utility companies.
Well, that's
so that's
cool.
An interesting idea, too.
Yes.
That people are doing here. So it's interesting. And we have so much water.
Mm-hmm.
An exceptional amount of water. So that helps, you know, what we can share and what we can do.
I think it is a pretty much of a sharing,
yes.
Communal. It has to happen in a different way than
right.
the way all of this is going on. It's going
uh-huh.
to be a whole new. I think there's just a whole new consciousness that's going to spring out of this.
I do too.
Disaster.
I do too. It
yes.
definitely is, because people are obviously you can't ignore it. You know, there's no way you can ignore what's going on. You'd have to be, you know, put your head in the sand and just refuse to know, which isn't impossible either. Just to go, you know, just turn off the TV, turn off the radio, and live your daily life without paying any attention. It's not impossible, but at the same time, not many do it, and it's not certainly anything to advise either.
No,
but
I
you
think
can take
like
little
they,
breaks.
yeah, it seems like the Republican, or not the Republicans, but the politicians in general are defending nuclear power even after something like this. That's hard to understand for me.
I know, they are. They are. I heard that on the radio today. So, meanwhile,
we
do what we have to do, and life goes on.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I have a lot of Japanese friends, of course, because of teaching English as a second language. So I've been in contact with some of them on Facebook. The ones that I know aren't in Tokyo. Well, they aren't in the area that got hit. They're in other parts of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all of Japan that is under siege, you know, that happened to, but certainly a large population.
Yeah, it's not that huge of a country.
Right.
And so if it's affecting everybody, I'm sure,
definitely.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm,
it's affecting
mm-hmm.
everybody all over the world.
That's right, yeah, everybody. As the Earth changes on its axis.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that amazing?
I know. I'm not exactly sure what it means, though. I'll look into that after I get the grades done. I'm making a list of things to look at.
Right. I just think maybe sometimes it's better not to try to figure things out. I don't know, because you have it figured out one way and the next minute it's something else.
Well, yeah, it's not figuring it out. It's just understanding. Maybe
there's
learning
just a lot
more about
going
it.
On right now. Lots and lots of change.
Yes, yes. There's
it's
so
amazing.
Much. Yes, I know, so.
Well, if you want to get back to your grades, you may.
I better get back to what I was doing, because I was going to just put the phone down and listen and continue grading, because I'm kind of onto something that's not too difficult. And what I guess the fellow that was supposed to be here he must have forgotten, or maybe he doesn't. Maybe the storm blew out his electricity or his phone, because that can happen too, you know.
Of course, I have no problems with it.
No, no, uh-uh.
It's
but what will you do with him not coming? What will happen next?
I'll just hang up. I'll play the music, you know.
Yeah. Well, the show's gone on for a half an hour now.
Right. I actually just sent him a message. I'll wait a few minutes if he wants to suddenly jump in.
That's what I mean.
It's
nothing has quite gone quite on schedule here the last couple of days.
No,
so it has
no,
been
I,
hard
exactly.
to, you know, just have to go with the flow and can't determine just how it's all going to be, because it just doesn't quite go like that. But it goes enough
party.
Like the way you thought it would that it's not out of kilter completely.
No, I had a tremendous birthday party.
Oh, yeah, that sounded great. That's
oh, my
fun.
Gosh, it was so liberating for everybody.
Right, right. I know it, because think about, you know, how unusual it is for people to think about simply celebrating, you know, becoming 60. For most people, it's like, oh, I'm so old. I heard in the gym yesterday, and I take this water aerobics class, and a lot of the people quite older, you know, because a lot of older people do water aerobics. But I enjoy the water so much that I do it anyway, and especially since I have to do what the gym does at the time that I have to go there. So
yeah.
I can't just select the kind of classes I want because the kind of classes that I want might not happen when I can be there. So I get there for things like the Golden Boomers and and water aerobics. And
mm-hmm.
I could just hear the word, you know, like over the din of people talking, old, 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 old. They're all thinking about how old they are. And they're all complaining about, you know, their arthritis and their sore joints and their knees and their this's and their that's. And you can just hear it reverberating, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and it's
mm-hmm.
not that they aren't, you know, that they don't have pain and that it might, you know, be because of their age, and probably is, I guess. But at the same time, I'm thinking we have such a stereotype of aging, and everybody
yes.
has the stereotype, and it's pretty hard to be, you know, not that hard to
yeah.
be one of the ones who isn't, you know, suffering like they are. But at the same time, it makes me, you know, wonder about it all and thinking about, you know, what is this all about? And is it just that I'm lucky because I'm a little, just a little, you know, it just hasn't happened yet, or any minute, you know, I'll be like them, or what's going on? But then there are some older people who are just doing great. You know,
yeah,
they just continue doing what they want to do, and they've got freedom, and
yeah.
they're moving, and they're, you know, coming to their classes, and they're not complaining. So. And the gym where I go to, there's people who are 75 and 85 and 90 something or another, and there's even, they have parties for people who turn 100, and
yeah.
They're still going to the gym. And
if our generation is going to, you know, get at ageism, I think that people have to get on board.
yeah. Well, it's the whole secret is to keep moving. And to
yeah.
not let yourself, you know, sit around too much, and
right.
to, you know, be just exercise. Now we went snowshoeing over the weekend. We were out about 2.5 hours, you know, walking
That's
through
great.
The snow in our snowshoes. That's a lot of exercise. I would
it
have
is.
Preferred being on cross country skis, except one of the people we were with didn't want to do that, so we just all went on our snowshoes. But that's excellent. Getting out for, you know, several hours hiking and snowshoeing and cross country.
Right.
And then I saw a very old woman doing some downhill skiing, and I thought, oh, maybe. Maybe one day I'll do that too, you know?
Yeah.
So
I
haven't done downhill
to...
skiing yet, but I just know how much better I feel when I'm out, you know, I get out and jog or walk mm-hmm. and ride my bicycle, and, you know, just that's, to me, what keeps us young is the exercise.
Yeah, it is. In fact, that's the number one secret that Oprah just wrote in her magazine to losing weight is the exercise.
That well, it's also keeping track of what you eat. But hold on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here comes Kirsten. I probably ought to take this call.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Have a good rest of the show. I'll get back to you.
I love you.
I love you too. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. So I'm going to sign off now. It was wonderful to be able to catch up with my sister who lives in near Eugene, Oregon, in Springfield, Oregon. And Aaron and I will get together at another time on this show. So love to everybody out there. I'm now going to be playing the Klaus Jensen music for Mother and Child. And don't forget to drop into www.praytoheal.com. If anybody wishes to sign up for the prayers that can come into your mailbox five times a day now, there is a sign-up form at the end of each prayer, which I did today. So, love to everybody, and here is the Klaus Jensen music for Mother and Child. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Kate.
Yeah, this is Aaron.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I wish I had a way that I could have been reminded.
No problem.
Yeah,
here. I thought I would wait around until maybe you showed up so I could reassure you that we could just reschedule.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I feel horrible because...
Don't feel horrible. That's not where it's at.
Because I wish I had, you'd, send me an email or, give me a call and been like, hey, where are you? Because I kind of got, sidetracked. I had a few things happen, and then I just got off centered, so.
That's okay.
Didn't show up, so.
Anyway. Oh, it's okay. It's really okay. So we can just reschedule, and actually, my sister and I got on the line for the first half hour, so that was fun, and I thought I just sent you a little reminder, but next time I'll just remind you a little bit more intensely.
Well, yeah. Or I mean, even keep my number nearby. So if honestly, the next time I'll just have it on my actual calendar and I'll just call in like I should have. But you could always you could have just emailed me or sent me a text or called me and been like, hey, we're on the air. Come on. And I would have been like,
No. It's okay.
Yeah.
We're good.
I really,
it's a great night. All is well. So get back to what you're doing, and we'll talk later.
Okay. Well, I look forward to it. It should be good. There's definitely plenty to chat about. So.
Yeah, I know. That's true. So we'll get together with another date. No problem.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.